Thank you, Arizona, from Sanderson Ford. Their 66th anniversary sale was a huge success, a monster success. And thanks for your support for lifting Sanderson Ford to number one in both sales and customer service for the past 5 months in a row.
And we've got seven more to go to keep them number one for a solid year. June is winding down. If car buying is on your to-do this weekend, it's got to be on Saturday. Sanderson Ford, never open on Sunday.
This sale was so successful, Sanderson Ford took in hundreds and hundreds of quality trade-ins of most makes and models. Now, all these certified pre-owned vehicles have been marked down with clearance pricing. They have great selection starting at just under 10 grand. If you're looking for a new SUV, get 1.9% financing for 60 months on approved credit for the Escape, Edge, and Explorer, plus up to $2,000 trade assist. Again, thank you, Arizona, from the family at Sanderson Ford.
51st Avenue in Maryland, just south of Glendale, in Glendale. Segment number three here in our 10 o'clock hour. This is where we cover our weekly to-do. And if you're following along in the home maintenance calendar, it's a little different than what's printed. We have Backyard Oasis scheduled for June 19th. And although what we're going to cover today is backyard related, it really ties in better to what you'll see September 4th on pool covers. You know, we print these calendars over a year ago. So schedules change and things line up. And if you heard the first hour when we were talking with Jay Harper in our Outdoor Living Hour, the theme was water and surviving the desert and, you know, being water savvy, water wise. This pool cover that we're going to talk about is actually a permanent pool cover to retire your pool. We've got Mike Buckles in from Deck Over to join the conversation about if you've got a pool that's hasn't been used in, let's say, maybe 5 years, say maybe 2 years, say maybe even just last year, and it's just sitting there doing nothing, we're Deck Over.
Amen. Deck it over. We talk to people all the time when we say, how many times have you used your pool? And we'll get answers like maybe once last summer, when the grandkids come over, that kind of thing. And when you calculate that it costs in the average $2,500 to $3,000 a year to keep a pool alive and clean and well-maintained.
That's a pretty expensive play date.
Absolutely.
Right. And so talk about the process of Deck Over, because it's a little bit more technical. Jeff, the founder and developer of this, he's got patents on the process, different styles. You've got pool layouts that can have rock features to go around. Mm-hmm. So it's a little bit more technical and in-depth than just a deck.
Yes, it is. Absolutely. It's not as simple as you might think, just slapping some plywood over some 2x4s spanning a hole. It's much, much more than that. We have developed some proprietary processes and some hardware. Pools are not usually straight lines. Lots of curves and funny shapes. And our intention is to put a deck that is at the same elevation as your walk-off cool decking.
No trips, no steps.
No trips, no steps up, no steps down. It's at the same level, so you can walk straight off of your deck on your existing deck onto a deck over. So we suspend the deck using the walls of the pool to support it. And we use standard construction methods to build a deck. It's basically 2x12s and 2x8s as joists, spaced in order to give us the kind of support that we need. And essentially, it'll give you the same support as the second floor of a house. You can dance on it. You can have a party, 100 people running around on it. You'll be fine. And it also, because it's covered with a long-lasting material, you're going to get 25 to 30 years use out of it with very, very little maintenance. But it's reversible, so it can be taken away, and the pool can be revived down the road somewhere if someone wants it.
Which answers the question a lot of people, I'm sure, are asking, why wouldn't I just fill it in?
Well, sure.
This way, you can bring it back, or if you go to sell it and the buyer has a young family, kids, and they're looking for a pool, well, you know, you don't take yourself out of that potential home buyer market because you filled it in. Plus, it's filling it in, we may not have the access to get in the backyard. Mm-hmm. You got to have a permit. You got to do a lot of demo because you can't.
That's right.
The water has to be able to drain. You can't just put dirt in.
You can't just start hauling dirt in and filling your pool. That just doesn't work. And this doesn't disturb the existing landscape as well. So you don't have to re-landscape once you have dug your pool up and filled it in. So from that standpoint, the costs are very much the same, but ours gives you the alternative of bringing the pool back. And in the meantime, you can use the space underneath for storage.
And when you talked about long-lasting material, deck, you know, we think wood. Well, y'all use for the top product is
a composite material. It's a man-made material, but it's a green material. It's a recycled wood and plastic. That has a 25-year warranty and a fade and stain warranty as well, so it'll stay color fast. You don't have to restain. You don't have to worry about splinters in your feet 5 years down the road, and it will last.
And because it doesn't dry out like wood, you don't get the nail popping that
That's a lot of
decks will get time as the wood dries out and the board's actually physically changing shape. The nails lose its grip. So it's got a very long-term goal. And if you've got a pool service, if you're not using it and you want to retire it, that saves you the cost of the pool service company or your time to do it. Pools are very maintenance heavy.
They are indeed.
And
wasteful because the sun evaporates water very quickly here in Arizona. People don't realize it, but most modern pools have a self-leveler, which is essentially a toilet float, and it's just like the biggest toilet you've ever thought of continually running. So you really, really waste a whole lot of water. And in the desert, that's a big issue these days.
For anyone thinking, well, why don't I just drain it or just leave it filled with water and not do any maintenance and just not use it, it unfortunately isn't quite that easy. If you leave it, it's going to turn green really quick.
Sure.
I remember 2 or 3 years ago, it was a pretty big story out of Glendale. Somebody had just left their pool alone. It was a pest control company that had been called in by neighbors down the street to figure out this mosquito problem. At that point, it's really expensive to bring it back. Then if you drain it, that creates other problems.
It certainly does. If you drain your pool and your insurance company hears about it, they're going to send you a letter asking that you either fill the pool with water, remove the pool, or in some way cover it so that you don't have the liability of an empty cement hole in your backyard. People are usually surprised when they get that kind of letter, but we hear people contact us all the time who have been notified by their insurance company that they have to do something about that pool that's empty in the backyard, and they've emptied it because they don't want to pay for maintenance any longer. So we simply put a deck over it, and everybody's happy.
So if you're looking at your pool and you're thinking, why do I even have this, or options to retiring it? Deckover's been a part of Rosie on the House for over a decade, and I don't know how many of our listeners' pools y'all have helped retire, but the feedback is always very positive. The amount of space, the usable space that this creates, especially when we're taking down, if they've got a pool fence, how much bigger it makes the yard removing that.
One of the most common comments we have after meeting with a client a few months later, wow, we use our backyard so much more than we ever did when the pool was there. They were avoiding it most of the time, except when they had a party or the grandkids came or whatever. So this is a great way to turn your backyard away from a place that wastes water, costs money. You spend a lot of time doing maintenance on it, and instead you've got an enjoyable, relaxing, quiet place to spend your evenings. We have been part of Rosie on the House for a very long time and love the partnership, and we love our Rosie customers, and we would like to offer $1,000 to anyone who calls and orders a deck. We'll give you $1,000 off your free quote. No cost to check in with us. We'd be happy to talk with you, tell you more about our process, spend some time getting acquainted and giving you an option to that costly pool that you have in your backyard. and we'll give you $1,000 off your bill.
And I don't want to use numbers on the air because people will always remember the low side of the number. Mm-hmm. And think that, okay, I'm going to get it for that. But then you get on site, and instead of three radiuses on a pool, this guy's got nine radiuses.
Right.
He's got boulders built into the deck that, you know, have to be measured for the size, the area, the volume. So it's very hard to put a number, you know, what $1,000 off. Okay, is that $1,000 off a $5,000 investment, mm-hmm. or a $10,000 investment, or a $20,000 investment? You know, you can call get deck over to measure it.
That's
calculate
right.
It.
We don't even quote numbers until we see the deck, because every single one of them is a
custom
process. And I can't even give you an average per square foot, because if you do have a rock waterfall, that takes a little longer to cut up to. So there's just lots of variables, but we're more than happy to speak with you to give you a good idea of what costs are. And we can do that either over the phone with some rough idea of estimates, and then follow that up with a visit and a free written quote.
All right. If you're not using your pool, save yourself time, water, and money. Deck it over.
Amen.
And you can find Deck Over at Rosie on the House under the pool cover and retirement category. Or, Mike, you got a number?
Yeah. Deckover.com is our website, and our phone number is 602-331-1835.
So there's your weekly to-do if you're trying to retire your pool. Get an estimate and figure out if Deckover works for you.
Kenny in Phoenix has a question. Let's see if we can help him out. Good morning, Kenny.
Hey, good morning, Rosie. How are you, buddy?
Very good, bud. How can we help you?
Hey, I got one of those conventional-style ranch homes with stucco siding and pop-outs on it, okay?
Okay.
When we do get rain, I got a problem on the eaves where they drop down, where the pitch comes down into the and makes the little V, then it runs off the house. So I got a low spot of land right there, and I get a lot of water buildup. So I'm going to gutter it, but I'm having a difficult time trying to figure out what type of screws to put through that pop out all the way into the, if there's a header board in there or not.
Okay, so you have the Santa Barbara style stucco home where the stucco actually comes up right to the drip edge.
Yep.
And you're wondering how to anchor to that.
Yep.
Okay. There is a solid anchoring member there. That's how they wrapped the stucco up to the bottom of the roof deck. You can find it. I would tell you, just take a long, small drill bit. I would take a long 6 or 8 inch, 1/8 inch drill bit, and I would just probe the area so you could identify where that framing member stops. It's usually going to be about 3.5 to 5.5 inches below the tile line. Should be solid. You should have plenty to anchor to there. And what I would do is I would probably take the nail through the gutter, and you've got a little ferrule sleeve that's going to hold the gutter apart, and I would tap it. I'd mark the spot. Then I'd go ahead and drill that spot, and I would fill that with caulk, and then I would finish driving that gutter retaining nail through that, and you ought to be all set. You don't want any exposed stucco between your drip edge and the start of your gutter. So force that gutter up in behind that thing.